some people have been terrified out of their wits as a result of COVID over the last number of months. And I think it's time for us to praise the amount of good work that so many people have done. A lot of the over 70s have cocooned for a long time. Some of them didn't see their grandchildren for maybe 10 or 12 weeks and longer. A lot of businesses has sacrificed an awful lot. Some businesses find it difficult to survive and recover. But the only place in Europe at the moment where the pubs were closed was in Ireland, and I think that that was wrong from the start, and many people have said that, because if you look at the situation, that maybe the feeling in rural Ireland is that the decisions taken in Dublin is more about Dublin and the rural Ireland's not taken into account. And I think you have to look at Dublin, maybe Galway and Cork in one sense, then you look at the regions, but then you look at rural Ireland and you look at the service of the local pub. And it's not just the pub I'm talking about here, I'm talking about things like the football matches. I mean, the heart of the championship, the quarterfinals coming up this weekend, and people find it very hard to maybe take it in that so many people are back at school, and I welcome that. I think the teachers and everyone has done very well in that, but yet at the weekend that people couldn't go to the football match. And I think we're coming in now to what's the long evenings and the dark nights, and I think, you know, people's mental health and the challenges they have and all this is very important.